वंदेहं श्रीगुरु.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 18th of June, 1976, in Toronto, Canada.
I am talking about cars. The dog is running on legs and they are running on cars. So, actually, what is the difference? This is advancement of civilization. That the dog is running for nothing, here and there, on legs, and human being is running on nice car. Does it mean there is advance in civilization? That if we keep the human being like cats and dogs without any advancement of knowledge, the cats and dogs, they cannot accept any advance knowledge. That is not possible. Similarly, if human society gets in darkness without any advance knowledge, without any knowledge of the aim of life, and without any knowledge what is the meaning of human life, then remain as cats and dogs. So as cats and dogs, if they practice to run here and there, either on legs or on car, is that advancement of civilization?
Swami, there was a news item in the paper last year. Some research scholars at Jesuit University performed some experiments, and then they said that Krishna consciousness people lose initiative for doing things. They don't fight the battle of life. It takes away the initiative from them.
No, that's
it was published in papers.
It is misunderstanding. We are actually struggling for achievement of the highest goal of life. Otherwise, why you are writing so many books? It is for the human being. And they are being accepted. It is not for the cats and dogs. The Bhagavatam is not meant for the cats and dogs. Vidya Bhagavatavadhi. The beginning, it is said, dharma prodhita kaita vatra paramanirvasala rāga satāṁ vāstava vastu vedam aptra. Aptra śrīmad bhāgavatam vāstava vastu vedam. For the actual life. So we are struggling to give people what is actual life. Krishna comes down to teach us what is actual life. Yada yada hi dharmasya glani bhavati vah. When people become cats and dogs, dharmasya glani. Dharmasya glani means cats and dogs. Because in the cats and dogs society there is no question of dharma. They simply jump over and enjoy life, eat, drink, be merry, enjoy eating, sleeping, cats and the cats, that's all. So if human life is also trained in a polished way, the same principle, then where is the difference between cats and dogs? Dog is thinking, I am this body, hound, greyhound, and barking, oh, oh. Similarly, if we remain like that, and the bodily concept of life, that I am this body, I am Indian, I am American, I am Hindu, I am Muslim. Then where is the difference between dog and horse? Human life is meant for understanding that I am neither Hindu nor Muslim nor American nor Indian. Aham Brahmasmi. That is the beginning of life. Athata Brahma Jigyasa. And what is Brahma? Then life begins. With cats and dogs they cannot think that I am not this body. I am spirit soul. That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Man, Arjuna was thinking in the bodily concept of life. My family, my brother, and so on, so on. So he declined to fight. So, I saw you last in London, I think.
Yes, at your
Bhaktivinoda
place.
Yes.
We're out for a morning walk. But you got up ahead of us, so Pradyumna and I did not quite catch you, but we followed you.
Pradyumna was there.
My wife is with me. You probably remember Kathleen O'Connell. And Professor and Mrs. Fendrick.
Thanks.
Fendrick teaches at Ryerson University in Toronto.
So, if we keep the human society in darkness about the aim of life, that is not serious. But if we do sattva things in Vishnu, I think you will understand sattva. Sattva thing, the real self-interest is to go back to home, back to God. But that purpose, the human life is given by nature, is an opportunity in the cycle of earth and death. So if we don't take advantage of this human form of life, when we can realize God and go back to home, back to God, then it is missing. Mate vidu sarsabhatinghi vishnu durasayadi bohiratthamani. They are enamored by the external energy of God, this material energy. And they are thinking that utilizing the material energy, the dog is running on his legs, and if he can run on motor car, that is enough. So the business is running without any purpose.
Is it not better to run than to stand still and sleep?
No, running is not stop, but running must be with some purpose, the aim of life. That they do not know. They are missing the aim of life.
I thought, Swamiji, rajas is a better manifestation than tamas.
No, you have to go above rajasta. Rajastama means greediness and lust. Tato rajastama bhava kamalobha gayastati cheta etri anavidyam sthita satte prasiva. If you want peace and happiness, then you have to transcend the platform of rajastama and come to the platform of goodness. Then you have to transcend the goodness platform and come to the Vasudev platform, Krishna consciousness. This is problem. Tato rajasama bhava. Kama lobha. Rajasama means calm and lobh. Endless greediness and endless lusty desire. That will keep us within the category of material existence. Muro janmani janmani aprapama. Then it remains mura, life after life. That is not the aim of life. Bhutta bhutta praliyate. To take one's type of body and struggle and again die and again accept another type of body. There are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. this is going on. Tatha dehantara prapti. Find out this verse. Vejnasmin yatha dehe kaumaram jau vanagajara. Tatha dehantara prapti. Dhira sattanabhu. This is the beginning of spiritual education. One has to learn it that I'm not this body, I'm within this body, and I'm transmigrating from one body to another. That means imputation of birth, death, old age and disease. This is the main problem of life. So human life means to make a solution of this problem, not to be entangled with this problem again and again.
The question is, one must be able to see it as a problem. People don't see it as a problem.
Therefore Krishna says, here is your problem. Janma mrittu jara vyadhi dukkho dosanu darshanam. Find out this verse. Janma
mrittu
jara. Yes, I know. This is knowledge. Advancement of knowledge means one must be able to see that what are the actual problems. Just like the scientists, the philosophers, they are trying to solve so many problems. But first of all, fix up what is the problem. Temporary problem to make a solution, that is going on. But actual problem is this. Na annate annamane sarire. The soul is not destroyed. Na jayate namriyati va kadachit kremcha. One should be very prudent to see that if I have no birth and no death, then what is this nonsense, birth and death? That is knowledge. Why I am dying? Why there is birth problem? Why there is death problem? And as soon as there is birth problem, there is disease problem, there is old age problem. Therefore Krishna says, what is the janma mrittu jara vyadhi?
In the list of items of knowledge, perception of the evil of birth, death, old age and disease.
Yes. And the cure, medicine is also given. Tapta deham punarjanma lahi. If you become Krishna conscious, then everyone has to give up this body. But a person who is in thorough knowledge of Krishna, then he, after giving up this body, he does not accept any more material. Taptade hang punarjanma. Find out this verse.
One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode.
Oh yes. This is the solution. Therefore our only business should be to understand Krishna. That is perfection. And that makes the solution. Taptade hang punarjanma. Because our propaganda is how to understand Krishna. And this yoga, Krishna consciousness, yoga, simply thinking of Krishna and try to understand Krishna. That is explained. Maya sattva mana prapta yogam junjana madasa asamsayam samagrahamam yathanya sushi tachya. Without any doubt. And if you asamsayam samagrahamam, if you understand Krishna, then tatta viham punarjanma naiti mamiti. We are therefore requesting everyone, study Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't interpret them, don't screw out your concocted meaning, then your life is gone. Every politician, every scholar, everyone is trying to screw out some meaning. That is the disease. But we say, we are begging people that we read Bhagavad Gita as it is and try. Very simple. We haven't got to become very learned scholar. Our business is to go to you and request you, please read Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't try to interpret it. Very simple. Very simple. Because Bhagavad Gita, the instruction is there. And we haven't got to manufacture anything. That as a peon, we carry only. So please read it as it is. Or we try to explain as it is. And where is the explanation? Everything is clear. Beginning in Dharma Khetri, Kuru Khetri, Samavita, Jujutsava. Mamaka Pandavasta Ivakima Purpatasa. Dhritarashtra is asking Sangya that my sons and my brother's son, both of them assembled together for fighting, then what did they do? And they assembled in the Dharma Khetra, Kuru Khetra. That place is still there, Kuru Khetra. We have been in India. And the Kuru Khetra station is there. And people are still going by thousands to Kurukshetra as a Dharma Khetra. So where is the difficulty to understand the meaning of these two words, Dharma Khetra, Kurukshetra? Why we should interpret? Kurukshetra means this, Dharma Khetra means this. Why? Mislead others and mislead himself. Suppose he have got some philosophy. So, you can explain your philosophy different. Why should you take Bhagavad Gita and explain your philosophy? Is it honesty?
All our acharyas are doing it.
No acharyas. All lower classes. No acharyas. Ramanu acharya, Madhya acharya, Nimbarka, Vidar acharya, Sankara acharya, Chaitanya. They never did. Outsiders were good. Did not care for the authority of the acharya. They did. Otherwise, the acharya sampradaya, they never did. Acharya van purusha veda, acharya upasaram. That is bona fide process. Acharya upasaram. Amanittam madham vittam. Acharya upasana, this is the process of knowledge. Evam parampara praptam imam raja chayavi, this is acharya. Acharya will never interpret that. You see, Ravana Acharya's content has a comments on Bhagavad Gita. Nothing changed. But in every slope he has given evidence from the Veda, from the Upanishad. Acharya will never say.
Swamiji, you think bhakti is the solution to the problem of the world today?
Yes. That is your natural position. You are protected and God is protector. That's a fact. You cannot live even for a moment without protection from God. So that is your position. That is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jiver Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. I have read it in Chaitanya Chaitanya. He has read Chaitanya Chaitanya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he immediately gives the definition and position of the living entity. Jiver Sarupaya Nitya Krishna Das. So Sanatana Goswami asked, people glorify me that I am very learned scholar. Gramma vyavahare kahaya pandit. You understand Bengali? Gramma vyavahare kahaya pandit. Satya gariman. My these never they call me pandit. And I accept, yes, I am a pandit. But I am such a pandit. apunar hita is kichu nanti. I do not know what is my aim of life and what is good for me. I am such a pandit. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, ki ami keno mori jabe tapatroy. Apani kaho prabhu kise git ho. So mistake is, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately pointed out that you are learned, of course, you have no doubt. But you are submitting yourself for the understanding. So he said that your question that ki ami, who are you? So he says that you are servant of God. That is your real attitude. Then he begins to change. So our position is servant of God. Kirko jo bahunam vidurati kavam nitya nityanam chetana chetanam. One singular number, one plural number. Chetan, eternal. The singular number Chetan is the maintainer. And the plural number Chetan is the maintained. So our position is maintained. Just like father maintains the children. That is natural. And children's duty is to remain obedient to the father. That's all. That is all. Then the family is all right. Family means father, mother, and children. They are missing the children, they are saying, the mother, they are saying. At their saying, there is no father. This is modern civilization. How is that? The children are there, the mother is there. How is that there is no father? What is this conclusion? Sane man's conclusion is, if the children are there, the mother is there, there must be father. Without father, how mother can beget children? Is there any experience that without father and mother has given birth to children? The modern civilization is, mother is material nature. And we are all sons. Born in the womb of the material nature. So who is the father? That inquiry is lacking. But there is father, undoubtedly. And the answer is given by the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Jivani Sukhantya, end of the father. Sambhamanti Mutra, Tathang Mahajani Brahma, Aha Bija Padatita, Bija Hang Sarva Bhuta.
So we understood that all species of life, O son of Kunti, are made possible by birth in this material nature, and that I am the seed in the father.
Yes. And that is the root cause of all problems, that they are missing the father. He is maintainer. Godless. Is it possible that the mother gives birth to a child without father? Is there any experience in the history of the world? The mother has given birth to a child without connection with the father. They say, we have not seen father. That does not mean there is no father. A child may not have seen his father. There are many children, but that doesn't mean that is it. He has no father. There must be father. And so, if there is father and no father, how will you know it? Suppose you have not seen. You ask the mother, mother, am I born without father? Mother said, no, you have got your father. Or she can show, here is your father. So you cannot understand the father by your research work. You have to take the knowledge from the mother authority. There is no other way. You cannot make any experiment or research knowledge who is father. That is not possible. You will never understand who is father. you have to take the authority of the Veda to understand what is God or what is the Supreme Father. And here in the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Father personally is coming and teaching you, I am the Father. So what is the objection to accept it? All the acharyas have accepted. Have you spoke of the acharyas? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has accepted. So what is my objection? That means I am defying all the acharyas. All the Vedas says, Krishna su Bhagavan sa. Iti chansa para pungsa Krishna su Bhagavan sa. Ishara parama Krishna satchidananda vigra. And this is supported by the acharyas.
Swamiji, could you speak a bit about the proper attitude of a child towards the father? Is it one of fear, respect, love?
Love. Basically, some love. Father loves the child, natural. The child also naturally loves the father. This is natural relationship. Father works whole day and night for maintaining the children, family. And if the child out of love takes his lozenges and offers to the father, father, it is very nice to take. The father will be very glad. Oh, yes, yes, I will take. The father does not require the lozenges. But out of love, the small child offering a little lozenges, the father is very glad. Oh, this child loves me. The Krishna says, Patram Bhushvam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhaktya Projecti Tadam Asrami. This is relationship. In the poorest man, he can offer to Krishna a little flower, a little fruit. And Krishna says, yes, if it is offered with love, I accept it. That is relationship. What Krishna has got to do with little flower and little fruit. But he accepts. Tadham asnami. He says, bhaktya upunitam. Because he has brought it with love and devotion, I accept it. If the Supreme Father accepts from you something, then your life is successful.
The human children often play with their fathers. Is playfulness a proper attitude?
That's not
play,
that is real love. That's like father sometimes becomes a horse and the child rides over and father enjoys. There's a story about Prime Minister Gladstone. He was Prime Minister, so many people come to, so one man came, and the doorman said, he's now busy, wait. So he was waiting for 1 hour, then he became impatient. He wanted to see what this gentleman is doing. So he saw that he has become a horse, and his grandchild is driving it. So why the Prime Minister has become a horse? To take back his grandchild on the back and enjoy. Is it a horse? This is out of love. Enjoy, does not wasting time. The other visitors are waiting. This is love. So that revive that natural life is the opportunity in human life. We have distributed our love in so many material things. Therefore, Krishna comes and directly speaks that we withdraw all this nonsense activity. Sarva dharma anpuri. Mameta, try to love me. Then you are like this. This is last wish. Personally question that why you are rotting in this material world, world of birth and death, and manufacturing so many ways of life. You give up all these things. Just surrender unto me. This is natural. सभी पुरुषां करो धर्म यथो भक्ति अदुख अभी अप्रतिहता जीनात्मा संप्रसीदति दैट इज फर्स्ट क्लास सिस्टम ऑफ रिलीजन विच टीचेस द फॉलोअर्स हाउ टू लव गॉड यथो भक्ति अदुख व्हाट काइंड ऑफ लव अहोतुकी अप्रतिहता without any motive and without any impediment. Then he will please. Jenata samprasida. Then he will be happy. So we are after happiness, peacefulness. This is it. Holy way. Bhoktaram jagvatam sam sarvarupa maheshwaram sriram sarvabhutanam gyatya maam shanti vichya. So the teachings are there, the process is there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is practical demonstration of the teaching. That is detected by Rupa Goswami. Namo Mahavalana, Krishna Prema Prabhupada. So we require Krishna Prema, love of God. So you are so magnificent that you are giving Krishna Prema. Krishna, you are Krishna, we understand. That you are Krishna, you are personally giving Krishna prema. Namo Mahavadana, Krishna prema pradaya. Krishna, Krishna Chaitanya Namini, Gaurati say Namo. And Haro Bhattacharya also said like that. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam Sikkhata Meta Purusha Purana. कृपां बुद्धि श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य शरीर धार कृपां बुद्धि समहं प्रपद्ये कृष्ण कम्स हिमसेल्फ टू टीच व्हाट इज गॉड एंड व्हाट इज द रिलेशनशिप विद गॉड सो पीपल स्टिल मिस्टेक्स दैट ही कम्स एज डिवोटी हाउ टू टीच पीपल how to approach Krishna. These things are there. That is Krishna consciousness. To understand Krishna through Chaitanya. Other is negative. Manishanam Savasesh, Kachit Jadadishi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has specially appeared to give Krishna. Therefore, if we go through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we understand Krishna very quickly. And as soon as we understand Krishna, we become liberated. Tattva deham punartati. Oh, solution of all. There is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manusya janma haila jaya. Janma sarthakari karo paro. These things are unknown in the Western countries. So anyone who has taken birth in India, birth, they should make his, one should make his life perfect by assimilating all these shastras and preach the result of action to the outside. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Is he Vidya Asidhaka Nagarayi? So you Indians, you are here, you assimilate the teachings of Gita, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and Chaitanya Charitamrita, and help these people, very Indian people.
Swamiji, would you say something about the place of women?
There is no distinction between man and woman. That is clearly said in the Bhagavad Gita. Manghi Pasa Bapasitya Jivishu Pabhayana Sriya Suddha Tathabhaisa. The first is mentioned Sriya. Sriya Suddha Tathabhaisa. These classes are understood to be less intelligent. Woman, Sudra and Vaishya. But Krishna says no, even for them it is open. Because in the spiritual platform there is no such distinction, man or black, white, or big or small. No. Everyone is spirit soul. Pandita samadarsha. Vidyaminaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini suniti to sapatita. Pandita, one who is actually learned, he is samadarsha. He does not make any distinction. But so far our material body is concerned, there must be some distinction for keeping the society in order.
So
oh yes. Devijanti Parangati not only come, he can also attain perfection. There is no such restriction. Krishna said.
Do you have any
something? So what should you do? There are so many Western women girls in our society there, chanting, dancing, taking to Krishna. Of course, because superficially, bodily, there is some distinction, so you keep women separately from them. Otherwise, the rights are the same.
Is it possible, Swamiji, for a woman to be a guru in the line of disciplined succession?
Yes. Janava Devi. Nityananda's wife. She began. If she is able to go to the highest perfection of life, why it is not possible to become guru? But not so many. Actually, one will attain the perfection. She can become guru. Man or woman, unless one has attained the perfection, Jai Krishna Tattvamita Sai Guru. The qualification of guru is that he must be fully cognizant of the science of Krishna. Then he or she can become guru. Jai Krishna Tattvamita. Sai Guru. Is it any private saying that a woman cannot become professor? If she is qualified, she can become professor. What is wrong with it? She must be qualified. That is the position. Similarly, if the woman understands Krishna consciousness perfectly, she can become guru.
You have to understand Krishna consciousness. Do you not require an adhikari?
Adhikari means he must agree to understand. That is adhikari. But you do not agree, that is your fault.
Is this agreement due to learning? Or
no. Krishna says, Sarvadharman, Paritrajyamana, you surrender, you become qualified. You agree, yes, I surrender, Krishna says. Then immediately you become qualified. But that you do not do. Krishna is personally canvassing, but we are not able. So what can we do? If I say with a bag of $1,000,000, take this bag. If you don't agree, you remain poor. Man. But if you agree, yes, without any labor, I am getting $1,000,000. Krishna says, Bahunam Janmanavanti Jnanavan Mahan Prabhadati. To come to that Krishna consciousness, rightly and surrender to Krishna, it takes many millions of birth. But if one is intelligent, if this is the ultimate goal, then one has to come to this point to surrender to Vasudev. Why not do it immediately? That is intelligence. That is intelligence. Krishna is canvassing. One has to take millions of birth to come to this point, and Krishna is personally promising, on class of a Bhapi Bhamma Pusha. Why not take advantage? That means you do not agree. If you agree, the result is immediate. Pujananti Mangmung Ramana Sintasma. They are thinking, Krishna is also a human being like me. Why shall I send this thing? Then Mura, Pujananti Mangmung Ramana. Then he man arrested. What can be done? We have got little independence. because they are part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna is full independent. But because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are but little independent. So we can refuse. Krishna, all of Krishna can be seen. Sarvadhan Maan Kurtajya. We can refuse. Why should I send the truth? That is our misfall. But if we agree, we can agree with them. And therefore, this Hare Krishna to agree Cheta Dharpanaman. Because we have got so many nasty, dirty things within our heart, we cannot eat. But if we chant Hare Krishna, then we become clean, heart, and then agree. So those who are not agreeing, for them, it is recommended, Kirtaniya Sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Yuva Kevalam, Karuna, Sivana, Sivana, Sivana. You chant Hare Krishna, because Krishna and Krishna's name is not different. By association of Krishna, you become purified. Then you understand, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Samahatma. You become the greatest Mahatma. Oh, Krishna is everything. Then surrender. You have to surrender. Today or tomorrow, or many millions of birth happen, you have to do that. Otherwise, he will be troubled by the laws of material nature. They will desa gunamai, mama maya, virataya. Mami was a purpatanku, maya maya. So we have to come to that point, how to surrender to Krishna. That is nature's way, pulling by the earth. Come here, do this. Prakitakyamarani, gunai karvani. This will go on. As long as you are not agreeing to surrender to Krishna. And as soon as you surrender to Krishna, there is no infringement by man. So the process is going on by the laws of nature to give us different types of trouble. Main trouble is Janami Pujarapa, it will go on, unless we surrender. Better surrender in this life and be perfect. Then things are all right. And what is the benefit of our so-called independence? If we declare that we are independent of the laws of nature, is it possible? Is it possible? Then where is your independence? Why are you declaring falsely independence? If you declare yourself independent of God, then you become dependent on Maya. Just like the criminals, they don't care for the laws of the government. They become under the laws of the prisoner. There is no question of independence. Either you remain free or in the prison house, you are under the laws of God. So why falsely declaring independence and don't care for the God? Outlawed. That is called Maya. False prestige. Which is not possible.
Swamiji, you came to New York, I believe, in 1965.
Yes.
Can you remember some of your first impressions of North American society when you came here? Did you feel it was right for Krishna consciousness at that time?
No. I am not very much hopeful that I wrote one poetry that Krishna, why you have brought me in this country, what can I do? I shall convince them, how they will understand the philosophy. So, but because you have brought me here, must be there is some purpose. So all right, you make me dance as you like. that poetry in Boston, come out on fire from the sea, I came by sea. So I wrote that poetry. I do not know what for I have come here. Why Krishna has brought me here? As soon as I shall say that there is no illicit sex, no meat eating, no drinking, no gambling, they'll say, we go home, don't talk. I knew this. So still they attempted. But these boys kindly accepted. I never made any compromise. I say, these are the first conditions to become Krishna conscious. No illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling. Are you agree? They say, yes, then come. If I would have made compromise, yes, whatever you like, can do. No, I never did. Some of them left, as it is too difficult. The primary necessities of life are denied here. But this boy, they accepted. And their effort is improving. They are young men, they have got all the desires for material enjoyment, but they have sacrificed everything. That is tapasya. Tapodibbam putrata adena suddheta satta. If you want to purify your existence, then you must practice tapasya.